In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Joyous feast day.
Joyous
feast day of the raising of Lazarus. Saturday. Typically understood that Holy Week begins with Palm Sunday. But truly it begins today. In the sense that today we remember the sign of the universal resurrection, with Lazarus' resurrection, with Christ calling forth Lazarus from the tomb, one empty tomb today, another empty tomb next week at Pascha. Resurrection to resurrection. This is a resurrection day, it's a baptismal day, it's a Paschal type of day, in that we sing as many as have been baptized, as we will again on Pascha. It is a pointer to Pascha. It is a pointer to the promise. By raising Lazarus from the dead before thy passion, thou didst confirm the universal resurrection, O Christ our God. Confirming the universal resurrection. This day is also the stage setter for tomorrow. The reason people came and poured out onto the streets of Jerusalem to see Jesus, because they had heard he had done this miracle. They had heard about this day. This was the day that started everything rolling. This is the day that called attention to the Lord in a most profound way. It's the reason the people came out. It's the reason the Pharisees were envious and angry and said, we have to do something about this man. It all began today at the tomb of Lazarus. More importantly than many of those historical factors is the affirmation that our Lord Jesus Christ is the Lord of life and death. He is the ruler of life, the giver of life. He rules over life and death. He has dominion over both the living and the dead. And the power of his resurrection life is revealed today with the raising of Lazarus, and of course is revealed again at his own holy and glorious resurrection on Pascha. Our life is in God's hands. We live by him. We live because of him. We live through him. We live in him. As many as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. So we live the resurrection life in him. Through him we live. Through him we rule over life and death. Only through him. He makes it possible. He makes death of no account. Yes, there's biological death. Yes, there's mourning for the loss of loved ones. But we have his promise today that he has overcome death and will overcome it again. And promises us the universal resurrection of us all. So we rejoice and are glad in this Lazarus, bright Lazarus Saturday day. We look forward to the glorious day of tomorrow, tonight and tomorrow, and of the holy days ahead. But this things will grow dark later in the week in church, but we remember in that darkness what the Lord is showing us today in the light. In the promise of glorious victory over death. O death, where is thy sting? O hell, where is thy victory? Christ has accomplished, Christ has vanquished, Christ has ruled and put death in its place once and for all. And this is our promise, the promise of these of why we love Jesus and live for Christ, and why we rejoice in these holy days. And especially in the holy and brightest day of all, of Holy Pascha, of the victory of life over death, through he who is life, has life in himself, and we live through him. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Joyous feast day.
Joyous feast day.